From the outside, it doesn't look like much, but the designers have maximized the 392 square feet. The open floor plan features a bedroom, kitchen, and bathroom, and it's wheelchair accessible.
We have the granite countertops. They first walk in here and they see granite. They're like, wow, that's really nice, you know. And you know, it's good because we do want them to feel like we're trying to spoil them and trying to take care of them. And just a 392 square feet.
Ryan Goodwin, one of the founders of the Houses for Healing, experienced the need for outpatient housing firsthand when his son was born 2 years ago. After doctors discovered birth complications, Goodwin and his wife were flown to Fort Worth. Their son was born 3 months early and had to be treated in the NICU there.
We actually had the Ronald McDonald House for 94 days. Wow. And we got to be taken care of just like this on a bigger scale of 50 rooms or so. We were there and it was just a blessing. They didn't ask us for anything when we showed up.
Like the Ronald McDonald House, the Houses for Healing provides housing at no cost to outpatients who don't live near one of Abilene's two hospitals. Hendrick Health System, the largest hospital in Abilene, serves all 19 counties in the big country. Hendrick spokesperson Lynn Bruton said about 38% of Hendrick patients do not live in Taylor County. Hendrick does provide low-cost housing at the Hendrick League House for $40 a night. Tim Schmidt is the property manager.
So demand is certainly up from our perspective. I can't speak for the city, but from the League House perspective, we've certainly seen quite a bit of demand.
Hendrick expanded its NICU center in December, so there has been an increase in need for housing for nursing mothers. The Houses for Healing can help to meet that growing demand in Abilene. Brian Massey is pastor of Sunrise Ministries Church in Abilene and one of the organizers of the Housing for Healing project. He traveled to dozens of churches in and around Taylor County, asking congregations to partner with his ministry to fund construction and upkeep. The goal is to build 20 cottages, one for each of the 19 counties in the big country and one for veterans.
The big picture is to be the inn. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the pastors over in Sweetwater, mm-hmm. We say to the Samaritans, the Good Samaritans over there, bring us your sick, we'll care for you.
Right.
And here in Abilene, we say to the Good Samaritans, we have someone in your room, mm-hmm. Care for them.
The groups of churches in each county refer patients in their area to the Houses for Healing and provide the funding for the patient to stay there. Wiley Methodist Church was one of the first to get on board. Billy Krim, adult life pastor at Wiley Methodist Church, says before Wiley changed football divisions, the Brownwood and Wiley school districts were longtime football rivals. Now Wiley is sponsoring the Brownwood Tiny House.
This is just a symbol of unity within communities. So yeah, it is kind of ironic that our church, Wiley Methodist, is actually the church that adopted the Brownwood House.
Wiley Methodist provided $25,000 to build the house and will commit to sponsoring any patients referred by the group of churches in Brownwood.
When we presented the ministry opportunity that morning, we had money committed to cover the entire building project.
So far, builders have completed the houses for Sweetwater and veterans and are in the process of building the Brownwood House. Two patients have stayed in the houses so far. But the idea could spread beyond the big country. Massey says churches in San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, College Station, Greenville, and even Anchorage, Alaska, have contacted him to find out how to create similar outpatient projects like the Houses for Healing. For KECU in Abilene, I'm Haley Reminar.